is the most effective way we can lift the quality of our children's education is to have great teachers.
Are you going to pay these teachers more? Because you're asking them to stay on at university and now get a master's degree. Will they be paid any more for that?
Well, these are the discussions that we're going to have with the relevant representatives of teachers. But what I can say is in places like Finland, where each of the teachers have a master's degree, teachers are paid no more as a proportion of the national income than they are in Australia. But what does happen in that country is that teachers have a very high status within the community, and so the best and brightest are attracted into the teaching profession. And that's precisely what we need in this country, and I believe South Australia can lead the way in this regard if we want to have a first-class education system.
Are the teachers in Finland saddled with big HEX debts?
Well, all of those things are obviously matters of discussion.
Do you know?
I think there's a free public education system in Finland. I think that's right.
Free tertiary education in Finland.
Yes, I think, and private and
tertiary. Well, that's not comparable, is it, Premier?
Of course, there are many differences between the two jurisdictions, but what we're seeking to do is to take those things that make the most difference to the quality of education, and that is the quality of teaching. And we know that they have an excellent education system, which is largely driven by the quality of their teaching and also the particular status that attracts people who might otherwise be attracted into some of the other professions such as doctors or lawyers or engineering. The status of this profession needs to be built up so that it's something that our best and brightest choose.
But why would the best and brightest do a five-year degree with the associated HEX debt for effectively the same pay? And that's what you're signalling here. You're saying, oh, we have to have these discussions.
Well, I mean, I think there are lots of things that bear on status. Of course, remuneration is part of that. And this is the objective that we've set ourselves. And we think that there are lots of ways in which you can actually improve the status of the profession. Of course, remuneration may be part of it. The way in which teaching is constructed, the way in which people might be able to move from an existing profession, say a scientist or an engineer that may wish to become a teacher, how that process is encouraged and incentives are provided to allow that to happen.
Jay Weatherill, thanks for talking to us.
Pleasure.